May 10th, 2025. It's the Very Terrible Podcast, hot Saturday night with me, Jason.
And Lori.
And it's the day before Mother's Day, Mother's Day Eve. So I'll be the first to tell you happy Mother's Day.
You're actually not the first.
Okay. Oh, that's right. I'm not. And that's the funny part, right? So B has a special young man that she has in her life now that I don't think we have the green light to really
say by name. No.
So we won't. We should give him a nickname, but we can't. We have, maybe he can give us a nickname, but I think he watches the show.
Maybe.
He says he doesn't.
Maybe.
He tells B that he doesn't watch the show, but I think he does. And I know his parents know about it because his parents have received like stickers and koozies and things like that.
Okay.
So.
Well, anyway, he was the first one to tell me happy Mother's Day and brought me flowers.
That's so nice. He is such a nice young man.
Yes. Exceptional young man.
Yep. And then, obviously B will have her things tomorrow on actual Mother's Day. But let's talk about this, right? So Mother's Day, the gift giving, right? The Mother's Day gifts don't necessarily how do I fit into this puzzle? Like, I can get you things for Mother's Day, but I don't. Like,
yeah, I don't think.
No.
I don't know.
I get my mother things. Like, I'll give my mother a phone call and texts and things like that.
Yeah, I think
like
it's
that.
Really, at least my perspective, it should be from the child or children to the mother, just like Father's Day should be from the kids to the father, not that you have to get me something. Like
when she was a baby, it was different.
Yes, yeah, because she couldn't go shop. Like, yes, totally. But now that she's older, I think it should really be from her. Like, you
that's
shouldn't
good, because
feel
I
obligated
think,
to.
I do, and I think merchandise-wise or merchandising-wise, I think the stores still push it where husbands make sure you don't forget Mother's Day. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, that's kind of like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you should have to do much.
Yeah.
Except take her to the store.
Yeah, I'll transport her around.
take her to the store, spend the money.
Yeah, exactly.
Coordinate it, but,
exactly.
But she's old enough now that she can say, Dad, take me to the store. This is what I want to get or not get or make me something. And I much prefer when she makes me something or puts thought into
I do too.
For me. The bracelet that she made me. I really liked that.
Yeah. And then, like a lot of the things that are my favorite things, especially the hang in my locker at work, are all her little handmade pictures and her handmade projects and her little figurines that she got and, things like that. And that's the cool stuff.
She went in my pajama drawer when she was a lot younger. Remember, she used to make me all those bracelets and necklaces on the strings with those like cheap beads.
Rubber bands.
I'll call them, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she went in there. Maybe a year ago and was like, what are all these things doing?
She didn't remember?
She knew she gave them to me, but I don't think she knew I kept them. And I just put them all in the one place. So, of course, there was probably 10, 15 of them in there. But I don't know. I just thought of that as I was thinking of the bracelet.
Well, as I said, even things I've saved. I've saved her first pair of Nikes. I saved her little onesie that is only like this big. The little thing was like, you could hold her like a little football.
Yeah. Now she's not so little.
No, she's big as us.
She's going to be going into ninth grade.
Yeah. High schoolers. That's it. So.
Yep. Enjoy every moment.
Yep. And then all the subsequent gray hairs. We were talking about this at the firehouse last night. All the subsequent gray that's all starting on all of us in our face and in our sides of our heads.
Yeah, I think that's because of kids, though. Yeah. I think that's just. Well, that's
we're going to tell ourselves that.
But,
it wasn't us.
My gray hairs are not, I don't think, from her.
No, she's
pretty
good.
Happening anyway, because lots of single people or people with, I should say not single, but people that don't have children still have gray hair.
Yeah, I suppose so. Mm. Yeah. another thing that happens on Mother's Day, which is a big to-do, is restaurants. Going to a restaurant on certain days is just, you better understand you're going to stand in line.
Uh-huh.
And we entertained the idea of going to a restaurant today, right? We're going to try to beat the curve. Well, we went to a restaurant today that had a special Mother's Day menu.
Which we did not know.
No. And
we can say what restaurant it
was. If you like, sure.
It was First Watch. I love their salad.
Yeah.
And of course,
they are welcome to be a sponsor of the show.
And we went there, and guess what was not on the Mother's Day menu, even though today is Saturday, not Sunday Mother's Day, was the salad that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But they were nice enough to let me get it anyway. Yeah, I guess they had the special menu because it's really busy, they said, Mother's Day weekend, and to try to keep things flowing correctly. Yeah.
I wonder, is First Watch a nationwide chain? They've got multiple restaurants, and they're only that I know of in this area.
Well, we ate at one in, was it Tampa, with the sponsor?
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
We came back. Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
okay,
they're so in Florida. I don't know where else.
They're definitely Florida-wide.
But they're good. They're only open for breakfast and lunch.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like restaurant food.
And they're putting one not far from our house.
Ooh.
So I will be getting that salad much more frequently. Yeah.
So if she ever doesn't come home or goes missing, I will send the search party to First Watch Restaurant first. And then if we ever get a chicken salad chick, then you're going
to
be there.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't have to leave the area.
You wouldn't. You'd just sell your car and just walk everywhere.
But I was telling you earlier, I'll go exercise Saturday, drive over to First Watch. Get my salad.
Which is a good choice, right? Yeah, it'd be different if you were walking across the street to Burger King after the gym. It would just wipe out all the work you did. But this, at least with the salad, it's
well, it makes up for all the salads I'd never ate as a kid because I did not like salad.
Were you offered salad?
I'm pretty sure I was. I remember being offered like canned vegetables. Blech. You could see how much I love those.
Yeah.
Salad... Now that I think about it, I don't think we had a lot of salad. Maybe because nobody liked to eat it. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I don't remember having a lot of salad either. And obviously, you know, there was two adults and two kids in the house, and the kids don't like salad, so there probably wasn't a whole lot bought.
All right, I just thought this is not on the list, and we don't have to talk about it. And I say
that's why the show is so beautiful. It just goes off in its own direction.
Well, I just popped into my head. What were some things that you ate a lot as a kid? Like, okay, let me go back. What did you enjoy eating or having
as a kid? I enjoyed hot dogs, Kool-Aid. Mm-hmm. let's see. Hot dogs,
Kool-Aid. Speaking of Kool-Aid,
yeah,
B made a pitcher of Kool-Aid. Yeah. I almost died when I saw how much sugar
it's like a full cup of sugar, isn't it?
It was a lot. Like, my eyes were probably boing.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the recipe.
Ooh. My teeth were hurting just looking at her.
That's why the kids like it.
And let me say, she doesn't, I think that's the first time she's ever made it. And she hasn't made it since because her boyfriend were like, whoa, that's a lot of sugar going into there. So not that she doesn't enjoy it, but. Oh, jeez.
It was good.
Okay.
I had a flashlight to my childhood. No, it was fine. There was just a little bit left in the bottom of the pitcher. It was all right.
Okay, but anyway, hot dogs.
Yeah, the hot dogs. I didn't like pizza, which now I could eat pizza every day. I didn't have a lot of like favorite foods that I remember. Peanut butter and jelly. It was peanut butter and jelly, hot dogs, and like Kool-Aid, and that was really about the gist of it.
Breakfast?
Never been a big breakfast person.
No? Did you eat cereal?
Yeah, you know what? Now that you mention it, Saturday mornings, my dad had this special bowl. It was like a soup bowl. I don't even know what even to call it. It was this giant, it was a serving bowl, I think. Mm-hmm. And we would take a box of cereal, and my sister and I would pretty much finish a box of cereal. And now looking back, I'm sure cereal was proportionally expensive to the way it is now.
Yeah.
Which would explain why my parents were losing their minds about finishing up a gallon of milk and a box of cereal on a Saturday. But that's, we would have, Fruity Pebbles was the favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we did the Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries.
You had to have the Crunch Berries. And they always hurt the roof of your mouth.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Yet you continue to eat them.
Because the Crunch Berries.
Did you, when I ate them, I would eat all of the non-berry ones first and save the berries for the end.
Oh, okay. Because it would color the milk.
And I do the same thing with Lucky Charms still.
You do.
Not that I eat those a lot anymore, but I do the same thing. I like the marshmallow separate because I'd rather get the oats out of the way. I don't really love the oats. I like the marshmallows.
Let's be honest. Sometimes there's a little cup on the side that has just oats in it.
Yeah.
Well, and you just don't even eat them at all.
Well, and this is bad, but every now and then when we do have Lucky Charms, I dig through the box, I eat out the marshmallows, and I throw the oats out.
Nice. Real nice.
Well, because then it's not a good ratio of oats to marshmallow. And I don't want the poor sucker after me to get all the oats and be like, where the hell's the marshmallows? So I'm doing you guys a favor.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Oh, boy. And once again, they don't sell just, because they did sell just berries for Crunch Berries. You remember that?
I think so.
Yeah, they used to sell, it was called Just Berries, and it was in the box, and they skipped all the crap. And then same, they never did that with the marshmallows, though. I don't think, probably couldn't even afford it.
So Crunch Berries, mm-hmm. hot dogs.
Oh, yeah, just not good
peanut
food.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, nothing nutritious.
I know you ate a lot of Little Debbie things.
Oh, not yeah. It wasn't, I wouldn't even consider that food. We had a snack cabinet, and you get to sneak into the snack cabinet when you got home from school, and you get to get one thing out of this white Tupperware bin that was there, and it was like they would go shopping, rip the end off a Little Debbie's box, and just pour it into this white Tupperware. So it was zebra cakes.
Swiss cake rolls.
And there was, fudge brownies with the nuts.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Because now they have these cosmic brownies, and mm-hmm. it's not the same.
Yeah. I remember, and they gross me out now thinking of them, canned raviolis.
I love canned raviolis. I have them in the cabinet right now.
Yeah, that's not meat.
I tell myself it's for hurricanes, but no, they're good.
Yeah, I used to eat those a lot. I remember eating like SpaghettiOs, and then I'd take provolone cheese and like rip it up and like let it melt.
Mm-hmm.
And then eat that. And I ate Cheez-Its quite a bit, which B likes Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I ate them a lot, but I remember we always had Swiss cake rolls.
Yeah.
So, and other than that, I just think I ate whatever, but I was not a vegetable fan
all. Still not.
No, and I think it's because as a kid, like, we didn't really have fresh vegetables. Everything came out of a can. And not that there's anything wrong with canned vegetables, but... We didn't have, like, broccoli. We didn't have, like, fresh carrots. And I think it was just the whole bleep out of the can that...
Yeah. Well, we had fresh vegetables. My dad had a garden, but I still preferred the can over the fresh stuff. I don't know why.
I ate a lot of Le Jour peas. Is that how you say it? Le Jour?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it is.
That's what we called them anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I ate those a lot, and... that's all...
Yeah, so like, but what were the major food items?
Oh, okay.
You've got snacks and sides.
Yeah, I don't know. But then again, because my mom and dad separated when I was like 7, I don't really remember what my mom used to make a lot. And then after that, it was the next wife in the picture. Mm-hmm. So I can think of some things that she made that I ate. Beef stroganoff, which mm-hmm. I liked a lot. I think we ate tacos. She tried. I'll give her a lot of credit for effort. She definitely wasn't a chef, but we did have like dinner.
Real food.
Yeah, and I remember a lot of rice-a-roni, the San Francisco.
Rice-a-roni's good. But if you really think about it, though, I think the correlation, what makes it all the same is mm-hmm. sodium. It's probably got a lot of sodium in it, but I tell you, the human mind loves sugar and salt. And mm-hmm. if you can put sugar and salt on just about anything, it makes it delicious.
Yeah. What other foods? Oh, and I ate Frosted Rice Krispies.
Like a cereal?
Yeah, for breakfast.
Oh, okay. Because when I think of Frosted Rice Krispies, I think of the Rice Krispie treats.
No, it wasn't those. And then they stopped selling them here. And then I found them again when I went to New York as a kid a couple times, but then they didn't have them here, but now they do again. So every now and then I get nostalgic and I get Frosted Rice Krispies.
Nice.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, that's something. Where did we? Oh, yeah, we food. Left off. We were talking about restaurants and then we were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the restaurants that you like.
What restaurants did you eat at?
None.
Okay. No, I remember going to Ponderosa.
We had a Ponderosa, and my sister's first job was at Ponderosa.
Okay.
So, but yeah, no.
That was kind of a big deal, because depending on the time, there was more than a couple kids. So to go out to eat was not a cheap thing. But now I think, like, with B, like, we go out to eat once a week-ish?
Yeah, I'd say that's fair, once a week.
Maybe not necessarily all together, because if mm-hmm. you're...
Working,
then maybe we go just her and I. But yeah, like once a week. But as a kid, yeah, forget it.
No, it wasn't a thing.
Rarely did we eat out. And if we did, it was usually like if we were going somewhere and it happened to be
Orlando. And you didn't get a choice.
No, like, we're going to Wendy's.
Yeah.
What would you like?
In our generation, the kids were not asked. No. They were told, we're going to this place. Here's what you can pick from.
And I don't ever remember, did your mom... and Dad ever say, what would you like for dinner tonight?
No.
No.
No, no, no. No. And actually, I, what I would call meal planning now was, it literally was, I think spaghetti's was Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then they peppered in two different meals throughout the week. And then, you know, so it wasn't like there was a lot of variety either. And, you know, so.
We ate spaghetti. I remember having spaghetti often. And my mom probably cooked spaghetti. I don't know. But when my dad remarried, that's when I remember her spaghetti. And I always thought it was funny. She put like sugar in the sauce.
Oh, yeah.
I think maybe to make it less acidic.
Yeah.
But I always thought, why is she putting so, not so much, but
right.
She would put sugar in and I'd think, that doesn't really belong in there, but it tasted good.
There you go. Brain likes sugar.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then when I was a teenager, I remember eating, this is a weird combination, chocolate frozen yogurt and then with Chex cereal on it.
Chocolate frozen yogurt.
Mm-hmm. And then for cereal. Crunchy,
like
I would
over the
put,
top?
Yeah, but I wouldn't crumble it up. It would just be like I take some cereal and take a handful and put it on the the top.
We had the yogurts that they were like the little cheapy guys in the white cup and then whatever the store brand was on the front. And then it had the fruit on the bottom. So it was all the white yogurt. And then you had just a little bit of fruit on the bottom and then you could stir it. And then it would be whatever flavor. And I remember there was always a lot of blueberry. I don't know why, but there was always a lot of blueberry in the mix. Hmm. Once again, I didn't pick it. It was just there.
Yeah.
Anyway,
okay.
That so. Mother's Day restaurants, restaurant experience that we had today with a Mother's Day menu, and the staff was kind enough to go back to a traditional menu when they were able to. I feel like it was slow. It's getting to the end of their day.
Yeah.
They had a little bit of breathing room.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't a big. I guess I get it. You know, if you don't have a lot of staff, it was fine, but it wasn't my favorite business choice. And then tomorrow we will be visiting one of the show's favorite restaurants, Keg and Cow, where I will be there. So if you'd like to meet your favorite podcast host, feel free to come at Keg and Cow tomorrow at noon.
bring some merchandise just in case.
Yeah. We've got, we're going to have the coasters and, oh, speaking of new merchandise, check this out. We finally got some of our koozies in. The Very Terrible Podcast combination South Florida Lift Stations can koozies.
Or a bottle koozie.
Well, it's a bottle koozie. There are bottle koozies coming. The real, honest to goodness, beer bottle ones.
Okay.
We made an order. It was 50 and 50. 100 cans came in. So that's not correct.
Can you believe it?
I cannot believe it. And so the bottles are apparently on their way from China where they have this chemical smell.
Will there be a tariff on those?
There probably will. And I don't care because they're going to be free because I've already paid for the original price and I'm not paying for the other 50.
Okay.
So that's on the way. Also, we have in our merchandise review section of the show, we had our very first Very Terrible Podcast hat show up. This was a free beta test from Sticker Mule. Not my favorite. And
I get it. It was free, but it's this old.
I don't do trucker hat. That's a trucker hat thing. And then if I put it in the camera, look at. Oh shoot! Hang on.
Let me light this up. You want the logo?
No, I want that stitch across the top. Look at that ugly stitch.
Let me see.
Look at it. Like if I put it up against my face. Look on the screen. Right down the middle in the front. That stitch right there.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even.
It was free.
Yeah, it's not even. It's not straight. The logo came out really nice. A Sticker Mule does a great job of printing on everything. So they did a really good job with that. And it's there. So it was a great beta test. I told them, I said, that's nothing I would buy. Go with the fitted hats. Go with the flex fit. Or get a variety. Because people like the trucker hats. There's a lot of people that love these trucker hats. But it's a brand called Richardson
that they like. What makes a trucker? This
yeah,
thing?
That's the style.
Oh, okay. I call that old man look.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. All the old road trucker guys. Okay. That was their hat. But that's what's going on for merchandise. The South Florida stations went out to a fishing tournament and handed out apparently all 50 that I gave them of those canned koozies.
Nice.
And like I said, it's pretty cool. I said they did a really good job. They designed this themselves. Sally Promotions over
and,
at Fort
Myers. For those of you who aren't watching the visual podcast.
Oh, that's right.
That we're showing.
Go over to YouTube and check out this cool design that they have. The Very Terrible Podcast 10-year logo.
Yeah. And I don't know how they can get a hold of you, but if anybody wants one, we probably have a few you could give away.
Funny you should mention that. Let's hit the commercials real quick, and you can find out how to get in contact with us and get your own koozie. This episode of the Very Terrible Podcast is brought to you by South Florida Lift Stations. For all your lift station sales, service, and maintenance needs, call Josh at 239-707-3603. South Florida Lift Stations, the official sponsor of the Very Terrible Podcast. The Very Terrible Podcast can be found on Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, YouTube, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts. If you'd like to be a sponsor of the Very Terrible Podcast, you can message us on Facebook, Instagram, or email us at jdvtpodcast@gmail.com. And that's how you get a hold of us, jdvtpodcast@gmail.com. Or hit us up on Facebook or Instagram or any of the other social media posts that we have. And honest to goodness, you shoot me a mailing address, I'll mail you a can koozie. I've got 50 left to get rid of. So, and that's the way we're going to get the word out.
How long have we been chatting?
I can't read that number. I'd say, what's that number up there? 22 minutes?
I think so. Oh,
it's right there. Yeah. 22 minutes.
So I'm just looking at the things here. What's something we want to talk about for maybe... what, 10 more minutes? Just trying not to...
Do you want to keep these people entertained all night?
Well, I'm sure they want to do other things.
This is the best part of their week. They've got their family gathered around the television. They said, kids, the Very Terrible Podcast is on, and they all gather around in their Christmas stockings.
We don't have to do it tonight, but games that you played as a kid.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't like board games. Yeah, so that would be a very short conversation for me.
Video games.
You play but that was like a me thing. Yeah, like I said, board games.
I remember my brothers, they played video games. Yeah. Super Mario.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I played that one too.
Yeah, we still have it. So that was one of the ones that we found now is that, you know, back when we were kids and in the late 80s, early 90s, mm-hmm. you'd still spend a very large amount of money for video games. Video games were like the real good games were $50 a game back then.
Uh-huh.
So it's a big deal. Equal, right? Because right now you're going to pay $75 for a game and people are losing their minds. But I'm like, it's same cost.
Yeah. Well, what video games did you totally going off from what's on the list? Yeah. But what video games did
you play? I had the original Nintendo.
Okay.
Or the NES, right? So, and that's the same one.
Did you have an Atari?
We had. What's the Pong one? You remember the Pong one with the two little boop, boop,
no.
boop, boop? You didn't have that? Mm-hmm. So, I remember it was called ColecoVision, and we had the Pong on that. And then we went to that to, I think someone gave us an old Atari.
Okay.
And then we played on that for a while. But then that was when my sister was old enough to start playing games. Pac-Man.
I love Pac-Man.
Yeah.
You go that retro arcade.
Yeah. Yeah. Retro arcade in Fort Myers on Fowler is something. If you ever get the chance, if you're ever in the Fort Myers area, just awesome. An entire arcade of antique video games, and you pay one price to get in the building, and the games are free. So
they had Centipede?
Yep.
And then the one with the asteroids. Or maybe that is...
That's asteroids.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, there's asteroids.
Okay. They're,
yep. They have ones. Asteroids.
Donkey Kong.
Yep. And they have pinball machines. And it's just a really cool place. You know, and even for like Bea, who wasn't age appropriate, you know, she was never around for that in the beginning. You can take your kids in there and you just set them off, set them free and let them go play video games as long as they want. On every Friday, I think it's called Retro Game Arcade. See, now
something retro, something arcade.
We should probably look it up because you know we can throw them.
But
a good,
on Fridays, it's you pay for one.
Buy one, get one free. Yeah.
And it's only, what, 14?
Retro Zone Arcade.
Is it $14? Something.
$15. Buy one, get one free on Fridays.
Yeah.
Or you can do a $10 trial for a part of a regular day during the week or $15 all day per person. They have birthday parties. They have Dungeons & Dragons game night, Pokemon game night. They do wrestling events, Star Wars nights. They do all kinds of things. They are also on Facebook. I'm trying to find the address. Oh, 3577 Fowler Street in Fort Myers, 239-266-4605. And that's a Retro Zone Arcade. Just a really cool... It's one guy who owns
like
it.
It's like Chuck E. Cheese, but for... adults.
It is. It really is. And it's so cool.
Yeah. And
you can bring your own beer. You can bring your own beer. You can bring your own pizza. Yeah, he's just down to earth. He's really cool. And you know, you go in there and you could just play all the games all you want. And he was so good to us because B wanted to play this one little ride-on game, some virtual roller coaster or whatever. And it would you have to find parts. Yeah, but you have to find parts. And that's what makes it hard. These things, you can't just go fix them. You have to go buy the antique parts and make sure they work and repair it all yourself. This guy reached out to us and then said, hey, you know, hey, you let your daughter know we have that, you know, the roller coaster game fixed and all that stuff. It was just a very, very good experience. So if you ever get the chance to get down there and check him out, he is absolutely worth the time and money. But yeah, we had the Nintendo. And at that point, my sister kind of broke off into the whole Barbie trek of like, you know, she wasn't really into video games that much. So, and where I grew up geographically, I didn't have any friends around me. It's not like down here where you can touch your neighbor's houses just by leaning out your window. Like the closest house to my house, I couldn't shoot with a gun if I wanted because you could see it off in the distance, but it was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of yards away. Hmm. So like to go to see my friend down the road was a 25 to 30 minute bicycle ride.
Gotcha.
So yeah, there's a lot of single video games. And then as I grew up, it was just, I just had like my own little video game system. But what about you? You said you had Nintendo?
I didn't have one. The boys did, but I played it every now and then. Wasn't really my favorite, but.
No. What was your favorite? Because you seem more like a board game, card game kind of girl.
Yeah, well, and I still, even now with B growing up, like I just always like to play games with her because I feel it's interactive and you end up chatting and it's just fun. Her and I would play a lot of Uno. What else? Chutes and Ladders, Candyland. Now I'm going back.
Oh, yeah.
When she was lots of that Guess Who game, that Don't Break the Ice.
Yep.
I remember my parents played, there was a game called Aggravation.
I remember that title, but I don't remember the game.
It had like little marbles and you'd have to get them all.
Wasn't there like a pop-up thing in the middle?
No, that's Trouble.
Oh, pop-up Trouble. Trouble.
Played Trouble too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's all that's coming to mind.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing is, so for anybody who has young kids, I just, the thing that, as you're telling these stories, I'm having flashbacks of like, B would get so excited and she'd be little and she'd get in the bath as quick as she could and she'd get her little princess pajamas on and she would run and get in here and she just want to play a game before she had to go to bed. And it was like, that was like the highlight of her night. Yeah. She was going to sit there and play a game and it was wholesome and it was just like, it's one of those time capsules. You wish you could just stop and go, okay, right there.
Well, and if I could offer advice to anyone with children, it would be to engage with them playing games because the focus is more on fun. It's not on something specific. And then also try as much as possible to have dinner together. Not every night,
because
I know that's not reasonable, but at least a few times a week because it's just one of those things that's bonding time and just everyone gets a chance to talk.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it lets them know that you care and you're involved, and I think it's a pretty big deal. So hopefully that's something that we've passed along to B when if she decides to have a family, is quality time. And
yeah, and it's hard, right? Because, I mean, let's be honest, people have jobs, and these jobs take up a lot of time, which could spin into all the other things we were going to talk about if we wanted it to. But, you know, we're very lucky. I work as a 24 on, 48 off schedule. You work from home. We have the greatest of all, like, parenting schedules. So there's always someone around that's there to help her or to take her where she needs to go or to help her with homework, make her a hot meal.
Help her with homework.
Now, not anymore. I mean, yeah, not anymore.
She really hasn't needed us for that in
quite a while. But that's what I'm saying.
But to be here for support. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I was going to say, well, to make a hot meal, which, she could do that, but she does.
Yeah. Well, and in our house, it's unique because since she's a vegetarian for health reasons, it's typically two meals every night or our version of it. And then I'm using soy, tofu, substitute, some type of alternative for her to eat similar. But I'm making two different versions of the same, a similar meal. And that, double the dishes, all of that stuff. But anyway, that's fine too, because even though it stinks doing dishes after dinner, we do it together.
Yeah.
When you're home. But.
No. But that's you're right. It's those things that now that I think back, I'm like, oh my goodness. And these years are just clicking by and clicking by.
Or another thing that just popped in my head, and we're totally going off topic here, is family walks. Like just getting outside and just getting fresh air, you know?
Yeah. And it's hard in the summer. In the summer, it sucks. It's hot. It's raining every day at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Muggy mosquitoes. I mean, during the winter, it's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I'd say 4 months, it's awful.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the year, if you go after dinner, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
Just make sure you have deodorant on.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. But and that's sometimes, I mean, you know, as the day gets busy, that's the only exercise I get. It's like, you know, you just got to, you're going all day. And I'm like, okay, let's just get this walk in. Walk a mile, walk 2 miles, do whatever you got to do. So
we can do another night, just talking about like exercise and why it's important.
It's not just
the physical aspect.
No.
We can do that another
night. Yeah, because that answer changes as you get older. I can tell you that firsthand. I mean, now it's way more important than it was when I was young. I mean, when I was young, you just eat whatever you want. It just falls right off. Now, gosh, I hurt my ankle and my whole body's changing. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is that it? We're going to call it? I don't like this new timer.
It's
31 minutes. I guess that's the sweet spot.
I guess so, because people have lives and need to get back to other things.
All right. Well, we're going to let the Spotify listeners go. We'll do a wrap up with our YouTube friends, and then we'll kick it from there.
Thanks for joining us. Yeah,
thank you for joining us. Happy Mother's Day. I'm Jason.
And I'm Lori.
And this has been another very terrible podcast.